Yes, so two more conditions of Pasha Zohar.
Yaakov, you volunteered to Pasha the Bima. Everybody should have Kavana. The Yoyza Pasha Zohar. Why? Because it'd be more than 12 months. So you hear it again. I want to tell you a chiddush I did not know from this year.
Maybe. You're going to hear it by Purim.
Pasha Zohar isn't the same date every year. So it could be even not on Ivra Yoav. It could be more than 12 months.
Yeah, look it up. Okay.
But you're going to hear it by Purim anyways.
What?
You're going to hear it by
Why?
Purim.
So it's Purim will also be later.
Yeah, but it's 6 months away.
Oh.
I mean, you have now until Purim is 6 months
away. Right, so you don't have Kavanah tomorrow.
I think you have Kavanah.
12 months. I mean, is Ivra Yoav Purim?
Yeah,
he was Purim. You're missing Ivra Yoav Purim. Now give me the interesting thing here. I've always got confused. The Gemara says the Rambam paskens that there are a Rambam Perek Aleph Sanhedrin. There's a story and the story in the sefer called Igloys HaSeferim, a biography of some sefer, and it says he was walking by the Danube River, which is a beautiful river there, yeah, and he had saw this old guy. Oh, old Schwarzer guy was there. looking over the cliff. This guy was a vicious anti-Semite. He said, according to the book, some sofa up here, up there, up. Down, here, there, and saw the Ruach HaKodesh that this guy was an Amaleki. So again, he looked here, up there, and he pushed him over the cliff. That's what it says in this Igeres HaSofim, it's called. And he killed him. So I told Rav Moshe on Purim, Rav Moshe said, that story, shek of a chazal. It's a lie. It never happened. Right. That's from Sarah's grandson. He said, why? Because there's no mitzvah b'chias Amalek until Mashiach. And is a guy smiling like that? Guy smiling in Perakei and Malachim says it's Yireim and it's a guy smiling until Mashiach comes. There's no mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Mitzvah zu ein in der Heges ad dem Mois HaMashiach lach a kibush haor chenemar vohoyo vonech Hashem al kech vachom kol vach 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 vach. It's a sefer mitzvah of the sag of the smag and also Yireim. Actually it's a Rambam Perek Aleph in Malachim. Rambam says Sholosh mitzvahs in Stavu Yisrael v'shatz k'nisas en loretz l'mlis lehem melech sh'nem asim tzatzim lech melech l'ach v'zav shah amalek sh'nem atem azeh amalek and aloch abed mini melech choyram lechem as amalek v'oisi sholosh hashem v'moshkul melech it's amalek. You have to have first a melech and it has to be Eretz Yisrael This did not happen at Sisra. Where did this happen? No. In Frankfurt. So Moshe says this. Shekel Chazor. A lie. Absolute lie. In general, there's a problem. If you need a Melech and Mashiach and all that, and the story is a lie, we had a very famous Mechias HaMolech in Chutz Laaretz. Which famous Mechias HaMolech? Because a lot of Rishonim, Purim. Purim. Chutz Laaretz. Way before Mashiach. You have Ramban Chumash, Dvarim. Ramban wants to know how often they have to read Parshas Zohar. I said before God didn't come, you have to have Kavanah tomorrow. Tomorrow you have to have Kavanah because it's the Ibiyor. It's been more than 12 months since you heard Parshas Zohar until next Parshas Zohar. You hear that? Unless I spoke about this. This is a button. In the Ibiyor, how many months do you need? Machlokes Miri and Ritzva. Miri says 38 months in 3 years. Ritzva said, no way, 36 months. When you finish that away. Okay, so over here, by HaMolech. So Ramban says, how often do you have to win? Are you Yosef? He doesn't say right away the Parsha Zohar. He says, how often? He says, one second. Ramban. Yismach the Mikra Megillah Menatoira. Reading the Megillah is Parsha Zohar. Hear that? How can it be Parsha Zohar? That's a Chutz Laaretz. And where's the Melech? For years this bothers me. There's another question. Parsha Zohar is in two parshas. Which two parshas is the Parsha Zohar? B'shalach, where else? Tomorrow's parsha, Kiseisei. What's it doing in two parshas? Also, there's a contradiction. It says in Parsha B'shalach, what did Yeshua do? Vayachlosh. Right. Vayachlosh. Have a great Ishmois. Yeshua, Samolik V'samoy. What did he do? He didn't kill them. Give me a shmois. He didn't kill them. What did he do? He weakened him. One second. Vayachlosh. They hold him, cool him. Al pi adibur. These are measures he did al pi adibur. They said, why? This is mochi timcha. This is mochi emcha. There's Mochei Timcha. There's Mochei Emcha. For years, I do answer every question. But I had a new answer. You have a Tanakh Shmuel. The Pesach in Shmuel. My friend Holzer printed a Rishon on the Megillah called Avram Chadido. He said, no Tanakh Shmuel. I need a Tanakh Shmuel. No. The Pesach and Shmuel. Again, they have all these theories over here. He didn't kill them. Also, you don't find that Dovid and Melech, you don't find that they weren't killing them. And Yeshio and Melech, you don't find they weren't killing Yamolek. So like what Moshe says, it's only the answer of Mashiach. So how come what's going on in Esther? And the Ramban said, you have to hear the Ramban, you have to make a Parsha Zohar, make it a Sesfer. Not. Well, the Rambam said Yoytze was the morning Kriyas HaTorah. What's he say Yoytze was? Mr. Megillah, the last Torah, Parsha Zohar. Rambam. The Moshe says, check of a house, what's shot in the story? I once read an article. This guy lived in Kiryat, some of these Mizrahi kibbutzim out of town. And made a very popular guy. And amazing thing. A cancer patient came to him, said, Zay Gesund, cancer disappeared. The guy, Ali Vabian, came to him, this guy, pushed the guy, said, Be Masliach, won the lottery. Right, the guy was childless, said, Kid, triplets. Who's this guy? This what did you do that you're so powerful in heaven? They traced this guy's history. And they found out that he's the one who pulled the lever by Eichmann. They caught Eichmann and they hung him to death. He was a policeman and he pulled the lever. So he had a monopoly on the mitzvah of Mochi Timcha Zechra Amalek. So all his brachas came true. He had a monopoly. And this story is as true as the story I told you, Moshe. Anyway, here's the pasuk. What's the light? What's the light? The pasuk in Shmuel. Shmuel Aleph. Yud Dalid. An amazing pasuk that sheds a light on what's going on. Well, Aleph Yudalid and the Chiddush Atzim that I didn't know, and I read a lot in this topic. Well, Aleph Yudalid here at the end, Pasuk Mem Ches. Vayach es Amalek, vayatzel es Yisrael miyad shoysehu. Vayach es Amalek. What's shoysehu in English? He saved Klal Yisrael from the robber, from the looter. He saved Klal Yisrael from the vayatzel miyad shoysehu. I'm telling you, big Kiddush over here. I did not know this before. There are two dinim, two parashas, and two kinds of wars. The war in Parsha V'Shalach, what happened? Who came to who? No, who came V'Shalach? Who came?
Amalek.
Who was the attacker?
Amalek.
Vayovei Amalek. He attacked the Klal Yisrael. And what kind of war was that? A defensive war that has saved Klal Yisrael from Vayovei Amalek Vayilochem Yisrael. They ambushed. This is a war of defense. A war of defense is limited to who was Amalek, to the attacker. He attacks, Hashem says, is a mitzvah not to surrender Chas V'Shalom. Yeah, fight them. Don't surrender. Right. Say Elohim ba'Amalek. That's a war of defense. And you have to kill them? No. Just you'll win. It's a war. It's a war of defense. And you gotta save yourself from, don't you dare surrender. Letishkoch. That does not depend on Eretz Israel or Mashiach. It doesn't depend on Mashiach. It doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael. They come attack you. What was the story by Purim? There was a Gzar Din. They're going to kill us. Haman. Right? L'hashmin l'arulabit kol Yehudim l'arulazakit l'afnoshim y'mechod. If defensive war of Amalek is related to them and to save yourself, don't you dare surrender. That's a v'yachlosh was enough. As a matter of fact, not necessarily the fight. It's a zilochim to run away. Who did that? Who ran away? The blame Malin. Right? The other Gdolim said to stay. Said, no! It's Amalek, you don't stay. Either you fight with them, which he felt wasn't realistic, or you run away, which is very, very dangerous. And he, against all the Gdolim, said, stay put. He said, no way! And when he had the courage to go against everybody, he says, Talmud for Yeruchim. Hear that? And as Rabban Cutler said after the war, he was right and I was wrong. Right, hear that? To run away from Amalek. Don't you surrender. Don't stay put. That's even Chutzlaretz. There's another mitzvah. You see, look, listen to the pasuk. Zocher es asher osel cho Amalek baderech v'tzeisim v'tzroim asher korcha baderech v'izanim v'cho v'tzroif yigil v'rolikim. Stop! That's defense. What is it to you? Don't let it happen again. Then, another thing. You be the attacker. When is that, though? When v'ho yubaniach Mashiach comes, and then you go with your sniffing eye dog when Mashiach comes, and you find Amalek. You know, you have to offer him a chance of surrender. You have to offer him Pesach B'Shalom. But then, if he doesn't, what do? You seek him out, and you kill him. Now, to answer that sperm, that story, with Rav Moshe, it could be that guy who the Samsovik killed was right of the Jews. You know what I mean? Not just he's observing nature on the cliff and he pushed them over. But he was a murderer of the Jews. It could be. A riot that I did research, I found his name was Mengele. I found his name. It was Mengele. Yeah. What do you say? Adolf Mengele, I don't think that's fine. But that's a two dinim. There's a din of defense from Amalek. Not to stay put. That's what he said. That's what Blabe said. You have to run away. And the Mamash Nisim Gluim, the whole path over there. Yeah, he and Rechaim Vesakar. Yeah. The Yerna Salem said, you're wrong. You're going into Siberia, I'll kill all of you. So I have a story about it. I'm going to it now. There's another mitzvah, Mashiach comes. What's that mitzvah? You go on the attack. That's when the Mashiach comes. Right. But one thing important that people don't realize that's mochay emcha, mochay timcha. And Beshalach is emcha. Why? What was the story in Beshalach? Who is the attacker over there?
Amalek.
Amalek. So Hashem saves the Jews when they're attacked. Mochay emcha. Hashem. And he says, Hashem can't get involved. Why not? It's your mitzvah to kill. Right. If Hashem gets involved, you don't say, Tikach lulav, Hashem. Tikach lulav. Toch lo matzah. Mochai Timcha, you have to do the matzah. And Mochai, you have to eat the big killer Molech when Mashiach comes. No help. Right. Right. That's the reason you're killing your Molech when Mashiach comes. And there's a hurricane going to kill him. So you say, get out of here, hurricane. It's like the cloud covering the Levana. You can't have to make Kiddush Levana. I got to kill him myself. And when Mashiach comes. Yeah. What's interesting here, in this episode of Amalek, how does the episode of Amalek have to do with Yom HaNeroyim? That's if you know your stuff. How does it have to do with Yom HaNeroyim? Very much to do. And it's more detailed than B'Shalach. When they were attacked. When they were attacked. It says, Aaron, Moshe, Bechor, Olu Rosh HaGiva. Three people in Rosh HaGiva. What's going on over here? Three people going Rosh HaGiva. So what does Rashi say? It's a Mechilta. And so Halacha Shulchan Aruch, and I want pshat. It says Rashi says in B'Shalach that Mikan leTainus shetzrichim shloisha lava lefnei ateva shebeTainus hoyu shruk. They fasted by a Tainus. You have to have three. What do you have to have three by a Tainus? Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh Duran quotes this. Shulchan Aruch changes it. Tavkuf Samachvav, instead of Tainus Tzoruch Shloisha, Slichoi Tzoruch Shloisha. What does Slichos have to have Shloisha? Slichos have to have Shloisha. What's another word for Slichos needs Shloisha? Another word. A substitute. Tainus to Slichos. We're changing Slichos to what word? Tshuva Tzoruch Shloisha. Tshuva has to have Shloisha. What does Tshuva have to have Shloisha? Every tshuva has to have shloisha. Why? If you look at Masechta Tanis, you'll see it. What is the word tzoruch shloisha? What's the synonym for the word tzoruch shloisha? This is all over. Tzoruch. Which other word is shloisha? I want to substitute for the word shloisha. Louder. What do you say?
Bezdin.
Huh? Bezdin. Tshuva has to have bezdin. What's up, pshat? Tshuva has to have a bezdin. I remember I used to daven Yom Kippur many, many years in Be'er Yaakov by Moreno Rabbeinu Hagun Moshe Shmuel. So you had by Kol Nidre. It's for Torah Sedorim, but it's not for Torah Sedorim. It's for Tshuva. You had about Phila, his son of Zovid, who had the Veloz Nusach. And the one side was Moshe Shmuel, and the other side is Mechabed Me to be in that Bezdin for the Kol Nidre. The Rav was Noyeg in Boston. All Tfilas, all Slichas, three. Not just there. See, people think that Torah Sedorim. The Rav, no. The Shulchan Aruch Tavchuf Samach Vav says Slichas Tzoruch Shloisha. And the Mogravam says, ain't Noyeg Kain. Okay, but however, he was Noyeg Kain. What you need a bezdin? What you need a bezdin for? What does it resemble? Geirus. Yom Kippur is Geirus. You have to go to Mikveh every Yom Kippur, even after Kerry. You have to go, what does Dr. Moshe say? Geirus and his Geir. It's Tfila. Geirus. You have to make Kabul the Tshuva. You have a Tshuva, it is a Kabbalah Tshuva. You have to have a scream out. Which word? Screaming at the Kol Nidre. Which word? Venislach. You have Bezdin to scream out Venislach. Of course, if you want some help, look in the Keser Rosh and hold the Chaim open. That will help the Venislach. Venislach. You're the Bezdin. That's why Moshe, Aaron, Vachur. So maybe it was only Moshe's opinion. Moshe was so nice for Klal Yisrael that they deserve. V'aron v'chutomcho v'yoda. What does that mean? They agreed with him. Aaron v'chutomcho v'yoda. Gilchol ha'am v'shkogo. They had to have tshuva. They're in big trouble over there. That's why they were fasting. Big trouble. You had Amalek with his war machine. And here they came out eating fabrenta shmura matzah. Right? After all those years of starvation against the war machine. Right. Moche emcha. Hashem was makabel the tshuva. I spoke last week, and it's an interesting matan. I'll give you a present. I spoke last week by a chassan. Every chassan, the Mari Mint says, is Yom Kippur, and there's a lot of minhagim we do. First, they davening. What do they say? Al chait. You know that al chait. They say the davening of Yom Kippur. Also, many go to mikvah on the day of the chasana. Right. Never heard of it? They go to mikvah. Why? Feel not for carry, for tumah, for Yom Kippur, for gerus, for tshuva. For tshuva. Oh. So I said, interesting thing. Who takes to the chuppah? Who takes to the chuppah? So by misnagdim, who takes to the chuppah?
Father and mother.
One of my chassans had, I'm not going to say the name of the Shahara, famous brisker, saw me and my wife taking the word to the chuppah, screamed out, reform! Who took a brisker up to the chuppah? Chaim Volipsha, I said on invitation. Chaim Volipsha took it to the chuppah. Somebody asked Moshe, is it good if the parents take to the chuppah? So Moshe said, my father and mother took me to the chuppah. I think it was chal. Yeah, I think it was chal. You know that? But see them who takes to the chuppah? They're both fathers. I found the Ramah. Not like both of them. The Ramah is in Yeridea. That's why it's in Shin Tzadik Aleph Yeridea. Things that all will can't or could do. And the Ramah says, Uvartzeno! What does Artzeno mean? Yekka. Uvartzeno, Noegim, Shnei Anoshim, Machnisim, Mesachosim, L'chuppah. Who brings to the chuppah? Shnei Anoshim. Not parents. Two males takes to the chuppah. What's the pshat? Shnei Anoshim. Plus the chosin. How many you have? Three. That's your bezdin over there for the tshuva. That's your bezdin. Okay.